Hello and welcome to the Farming Advice Service podcast. I'm Laura Harper, and today we'll be talking to the Helpline team about what they do, how they can help, and how you can make best use of this free service. The Farming Advice Service is funded by DEFRA to help farmers in England understand and meet the requirements of cross compliance, the basic payment scheme, and other relevant UK and EU policy. You can find information on our events, webinars, technical articles, and other online resources at farmingadviceservice.org.uk, and also follow us on Twitter at DEFRAFAS. So we're talking about the helpline today. It's one of the services that we offer through FAS, and we have a number of guests from our helpline team on the podcast. So we'll start by speaking to Beth. And if you called our helpline over the last few months, you may well have spoken to her as well. So Beth, thanks for joining us. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started talking about what you do on the helpline?
Yes. So I joined the FAS team in January 2022. So just coming up to a year shortly. I didn't have any farming knowledge or experience when I joined the team, and that has changed very quickly. but I do have a lot of customer service experience, so it was an easy enough transition for me to get to grips with what I'm doing, and happy to help and talk to people as much as I can. I help with the helplines mostly, and I do help with some of the information for our newsletter. I help cover inboxes, so you might have also had an email from me, and any other admin that pops up within the team, so helping putting together websites, things like that. So it's a very varied role, very hands-on, and that's definitely helped, definitely learn a lot on the job.
And a fairly steep
learning curve coming into what can be quite kind of specific and technical, especially when we're talking about regulations. And it must be really useful to have that involvement with the other services within FAS as well, because I imagine we get calls about all sorts of things that FAS does beyond just a straightforward cost compliance, which I know we'll be talking about a bit later.
Yes, definitely. Lots of information to learn, but it all ties together nicely at the end.
Okay, so let's start with the basics
on the helpline. Can you tell us what's the helpline number, when is it open, and broad overview of what is it for?
Yeah, of course. So the main helpline number is 03000200301. We are here Monday to Friday, 8:30 till 5. And there's a mixture of us on the phones. We get to speak to all kinds of different people. I think the most important thing for us is we are not a call centre. We are a group of people that we've all learned and understood the rules and the compliance regulations to be able to help. So we're not reading from a script. We're not reading from anything really. It's a human conversation. Everything we talk about is confidential. We know that that's key. We're not here to trip anybody up. We're not here to get anybody in trouble. We are an advice line. We're not going to tell you off. We're not going to tell anybody that they're doing the wrong thing. We're here to give guidance at the end of the day. And yes, everything is confidential. We do record details and keep a record of conversations, but that's kept just for us. It's not shared with any other bodies. It's just for our information, and we will ask for permission when we take your details as well. So anything that you do provide us is all given with consent. We won't take any information you don't want us to.
Brilliant. That's, I'm sure, really reassuring for everyone and hopefully useful for the listeners. We don't want anyone to be put off using the helpline and getting in touch for some guidance because they're worried that the information will go elsewhere. Absolutely not the case, and very much not what the helpline's about. It's about supporting the callers. So we've had a little bit about how it works. Maybe we can touch on the kind of things that people call you about now.
So can you give us a few examples of the kind of things that we get queries about in the helpline in relation to kind of cross compliance and rules, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We do tend to get more calls when there are specific date changes coming up. For example, there are certain restrictions on burning when they can and can't be done. So we do get lots of queries about whether or not you can do it leading up to the date, after the date. We get lots of queries about changes to grant schemes and things as well, which sometimes we can't always help with, but we're very good at pointing people in the right direction if it's not something we're specifically involved with. And if you call with a more technical question, we do have the ability to refer you to an advisor. We have a lovely team of advisors who are really helpful, very, very knowledgeable, and they're very happy to help as much as they can. If you need to speak to an advisor, we will take as much information from you as we can. This is all still kept confidentially between us and the advisor. Again, they won't take that information anywhere else. That's just for us to know that they have helped you. But then they will give you a separate call, talk about the problem you have, and to be able to go into a lot more detail.
Great. And we are also going to speak to Manuela, who's on the helpline as part of the team,
about advisor referrals in a little bit more detail next. So thanks for introducing that. Before we do move on and I speak to Manuela, this final question for you, Beth, is, so we previously mentioned that there are various other services offered by FAS, which you work on. Do you tend to get calls about those on the helpline as well?
Yeah, so we do get calls in regards to some of the events that we do. So we run webinars and people will call and ask how to register for them, so we can help guide either towards the website, or we can help sign people up while we're on the phone as well. We also do get some calls about our newsletter, so we're happy to help people sign up for that.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you. That's really useful because, as you say, sometimes just being able to speak to a human being, either if you're having you're trying to navigate all of the information, and we know there is a huge amount of information on gov.uk sites, for example, on cross compliance and all the other rules and regulations. And sometimes just knowing that you can pick up the phone and speak to someone who is there to help in a completely confidential and independent manner, I'm sure is really useful. So I'm speaking to the listeners now. You'll hear a little more about the services offered through the helpline in the next few minutes, but please do make use of it. It's there for you. And hopefully Beth's brief introduction has been useful in explaining why that is. So thanks very much, Beth.
We're now joined by Manuela. Hi, Manuela. Thanks for your time today.
So before we start talking about helpline stuff, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Yes. So I've been working on the FAS helplines for just over a year now. And most of the time, that's been every day of the week. I occasionally help out with some of the marketing and the admin around the FAS newsletter that goes out as well. I don't have a farming background, but I am quite interested in agricultural and environmental policy. So I think it's really good to be speaking to people all the time about that and seeing how regulations play out in people's real lives. In one of my past work lives, I also used to work in recruitment. So I seem to really enjoy chatting to people on the phone.
Ideal. Brilliant. Yep. And we have heard from Beth that...
Well, both. One of the challenges that people call the helpline about is getting their head around the policy and the rules and regulations side of things. So that background must be really useful. And also the value of the helpline is having somebody at the other end of the phone who is able to guide you through, you know, the huge amount of information that's out there. So good to hear that you enjoyed that part of helping the callers. We also heard from Beth this morning that the helpline is free and confidential, and obviously there to help with questions around cross-compliance as well as the other FAS services. And we know that there's a lot of expertise within the team to help that. But we were also talking about the expert advisor referral option for those technical queries, which might be slightly too complex to answer directly on the helpline. Can you tell us a bit about that, please?
Yeah, so we do get a really wide range of questions normally across all areas of cross compliance. And a lot of those are quite similar and the same things tend to come up quite a lot. Sometimes we notice that if a question is about the technical application of a certain rule, or it's a bit more complicated because it's got two bits of policy that overlap, or it's on a slightly more difficult piece of land, for example, we can pass that over to a specialist advisor. And I think as advisors, we're quite good at identifying when it would be best for someone who is a specialist in that area to be talking to a farmer instead of just us. And so we've got experts on pretty much every single area of cross compliance, particularly for NVZs and farming rules for water as well, because those are topics that tend to come up quite a lot. So how the process works is when we're on the phone to you, we would take your phone number and pass that and the details of your inquiry over to an advisor, and we'd ask them to call you back within the next working day. So normally that's about 24 hours. If you're calling on a Friday afternoon, then it might be that they don't get back to you until Monday. So if you're out and about, don't feel like you need to be waiting by the phone for them to call the whole time. Or if you don't have very good signal where you are, that's not a problem either. They can just leave you a voicemail and you can give them a call back afterwards at a time that works best for you. They will go into a bit more detail, find out a little bit more about the specifics of your inquiry. It might be that they go away and do a little bit of calculating or research as well, but hopefully they'll be able to resolve that in as much detail as you need and give you kind of feedback on how you might need to communicate what you've done to the RPA or another body like the Environment Agency, for example. Like the rest of the helpline, it's completely free, so you don't have to pay any extra for being handed over to an expert advisor. It all comes under FAS. It's all part of FAS, and so it shouldn't be at any cost to you at any point.
Brilliant. And all of those advisors,
when they're not doing stuff for FAS, are professional environment and agriculture advisors, aren't they? They are.
Yeah.
Ideal. Okay, thank you. Hopefully the listeners will be reassured that we do our very best to answer things directly on the helpline with the team of helpline advisors, but that there's that specialist technical support available as well. So in terms of the kind of things that might be referred on for technical advisor support, obviously, as we've said, everything's confidential, so we need to be careful not to give any examples that would identify particular callers. But do you have any instances or particular topics that tend to come up for those kind of referrals you could mention?
Yeah, I do. And so along with nitrate vulnerable zones and farming rules for water, hedgerows is a topic that comes up quite a lot. So we had one farmer recently who called because they wanted to move a gate in their field to improve the access, but that would mean that they'd have to cut part of their hedge down in a different place in order to put a gate in there. And they had checked the cross compliance regulations already and they thought it was probably all right, but they wanted to just double check. And I'll say at this point as well, a lot of the time when it comes to hedgerows, some people can have a bit of argy-bargy with their neighbours about whether they should or shouldn't be cutting at certain times of year. So if that is something that's happening to you, it's definitely worth calling just to kind of get some clarification on that. So this farmer, they called up, explained the situation. The advisor gave them a call back and said that yes, they could replace the gate, but they would have to regrow the hedgerow over the original gate. And they'd also have to get permission from the local authority as well. And it turned out the farmer had got that already. So then the advisor was able to give some further tips on letting the RPA know in advance and sending them a copy of the planning permission that they'd got, just so that they'd kind of covered all checks with a belt and braces approach. And then just gave them some more tips about what the best way would be to move the access point. And that meant that that farmer was just a bit more secure with a decision that they thought was probably all right, but just wanted to make sure about anyway. So that's an example of a sort of typical average sort of inquiry that we'd get.
Okay, thank you. That's really useful.
Yeah, and I can already straight away think of other examples that I imagine come up in terms of someone is fairly confident of what needs to be done, but they think that there might be notifications required or elements of paperwork that are under the rules that they're just not sure exactly how that would work. And in that instance, having even 10, 15 minutes worth of chat with a professional who's done that kind of thing a number of times is a reassurance and a clarification of the kind of the paperwork at the admin side.
Yeah, I think especially when it's a one-off thing like that, sometimes it's always helpful to have someone just check if it isn't something that you're doing all the time. And similarly, we get people who call up who've maybe inherited a business or just bought a new business on a new area of land and might find themselves in a nitrate vulnerable zone that they weren't in before, or they weren't the person who was doing the paperwork for that. And I think if it's the first time you're doing something like that, sometimes it's really useful to call and just have someone reassure you that you are going on the right track and you are barking up the right tree, so to speak.
Thanks so much, Manuela. That's really useful to hear, and hopefully good for the listeners to get some clarification on services that we offer. Seems like people often aren't aware that that's something that the FAS helpline can support, so please do make use of it. Next up, we're going to speak to Nicola, who is another member of the helpline team. A slightly different topic in that we're going to be talking about things that people call us about, which aren't necessarily in our remit, and how we can help with signposting to those other teams or those that we have an overlap with that people need to speak to.
Hi, Nicola. Thanks for joining us today.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Of course. So I'm Nicola. And as you can tell, I'm Scottish. So I've worked on both the Farm Advisory Service and the Farming Advice Service programmes on and off in various roles over the last kind of 16 years. When I initially joined the team, I was mainly working on events, so helping coordinate workshops and the one-to-one drop-ins that we used to run. I've also provided helpline backup support over the years, and I joined the main helpline team in April this year.
Brilliant. Okay, so backup support when at particular busy times, I imagine, to cover yeah. when other people are off. And I guess if you've been with the service for 16 years, you've seen a fair number of changes in the kind of terms of legislative changes and what the rules are, has varied a fair amount over the last 16 or so years.
Yep. It changes all the time. There's always changes.
And of course, one of our jobs is to keep track of those changes and help people when they're struggling to navigate. So I imagine, you've had a fair amount of experience of people calling once as an announcement from DEFRA and keeping track of actually what they need to be doing within their farm business.
Yeah, that does happen quite a lot.
So we've heard from Beth and Manuela about the cross-compliance and the kind of referral that we get, but we haven't really spoken about how people come to us when they call the helpline number. We do share the helpline with a number of different organisations, so select options to reach the Farming Advice Service, but people also can get through to the RPA in Natural England, as well as a few other teams through that helpline. Do we often get their calls? What kind of calls are we receiving that we then need to be referring back to other teams?
That does happen. We do get quite a wide range of calls that don't fall under the Farming Advice Service support. We sometimes get calls where people have maybe pressed the wrong option, or they're listening to the options and they forgot the one that they want to press. Or they've just pressed the one that they think is most relevant to them, and sometimes it's they've come through to us by mistake and we're not the best people to help them with their inquiries. We get people who call up with specific questions around their either BPS claims or questions about transferring their livestock to market. And if the calls like that don't fall under our support, we can transfer them back through to the main rural services helpline. And from there, we can then transfer them through to the right department. Or if they want to take the options from us, we quite often have a note of what all the different options are, so we can give them the options that they need if they're maybe in a hurry to go and do something else, or they're really busy, so they'll give them a wee phone later on kind of thing. So,
Brilliant. Okay. Yeah. We know, again, from speaking to Beth and Manuela, that we will help with questions if we can, but if it's something that we don't have the answer to, then transferring back through to the relevant team is an option that's useful to know.
And there's even sometimes where I'm unsure what the correct option is, so I then have to go and ask the rest of the helpline team to find out, or I might have an idea of where the caller should be redirected to, but sometimes I'm just not 100% sure, but the rest of the team, like you always find the answer and you can always help the person at the other end of the phone.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you. And I imagine that we also get a few calls which aren't for us, but also aren't really for any of the teams that we work with either. Is that the case? Do we get some fairly unusual ones?
We sometimes do. We've had calls regarding farming services based in Wales. Yes. So they don't fall under the remit of what we cover, but there is another government body based in Wales that can help these farmers out, so we can just pass on the contact details for the relevant department and they can go away and contact them that way. We've also had some inquiries relating to like cattle transport from people in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And again, that doesn't really fall under our remit. So where we can, if we can find the contact details, we will pass them on. But we always do try and find an answer for them to help them out.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for your time today, Nicola, and for letting us and the listeners know a little bit about the slightly more unusual or less directly relevant to us, but nevertheless important queries that come through. Thanks to the other helpline team and also to you as our listeners. Please do check out the other episodes in the series, which include talking to some industry experts on supporting farmers through resilience, steps to reduce ammonia emissions on farm, and changes to cross compliance for this year. We'll be looking to do a new podcast early in 2023 to support with that as well. We'd also welcome any feedback and suggestions on what else you would like to hear from us. So please do email advice@farmingadviceservice.org.uk or send us a tweet @DefraFaz. And finally, if you'd like to keep in touch in terms of future podcasts, events and news from the Farming Advice Service, you can sign up to the monthly newsletter, which is packed full of timely nudges and relevant advice on the Farming Advice website, farmingadviceservice.org.uk. I've been Laura Harpham. Thanks to Beth, Manuela and Nicola, and enjoy the rest of your day.